It's time for the Toy of the Week podcast from Entertainment Earth. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is November 29th, Black Friday 2013. One of the biggest shopping days of the year, if Thanksgiving hasn't yet taken it over. As I mentioned in the other podcast, I went out and about to see what was going on. And I gotta tell you, I was surprised to see that there were people in abundance, but not so many people that you couldn't actually get a parking spot and go look at stuff. Part of the fun is seeing what kind of large $200 mixers are purchased when you go to buy a video game. Anyway, I digress. This week we're going to look at OMFG Series 3 minifigures. These are up for pre-order right now. I have a set right here because it's a Kickstarter-based figure line, and I Kickstartered it because I like these things a lot, and they're run by some very nice people. October Toys put out Outlandish Minifigure Guys. They're like muscle figures or Monster in My Pocket. If you've heard the podcast, you know what these things are, basically. But they're about 1 to 2 inches tall, molded in a single color. They're oozing with personality, and they're only about $2 each on average. The 5-pack at Entertainment Earth is $10. A screaming deal any way you slice it. You get a Barbarian Knot. It's a basically He-Man astronaut figure with Viking horns. It's really cool. The detail's nice. It's got furry shorts, astronaut chest console, a helmet, a shield, an axe. It's great. And in case you're wondering, like, do you really like these things? Yes, I am. They're on my desk right now. I have Series 1, 2, and 3 on top of the monitors of my work computer, except for Puke Knight and Cryborg, because they fall over on the thin monitors. I also have from Series 3, which you should consider buying, Fruit Punch. It's a juice box with boxing gloves bursting out the sides. There's little cracks where the gloves came out. He's got an angry face, a drinking straw out of his head, and little sneakers coming out of the bottom. It looks fantastic, and it's one of the only figures that has his name on the figure. There's also Pugnacious, which is another He-Man-style figure with a pug head and dog feet. And I would say dog hands, but clearly not. He has some bracelets just like He-Man figures, like Triclops. And the detail is great, as is Fruit Punches. Dr. Decay is a fungus guy. It looks kind of like a mushroom thing. It's very skinny in parts. If you ever read the old Ninja Turtles Adventures comics from Archie, reminds me a little bit of the, I think it was Famine of the Four Horsemen. It's got really creepy head, no eyes, lots of sculpting under the mushroom hat. It turned out really well, and he's holding a staff, and part of the thing on his staff is part of his head. It's just it's a nice design, really weird. Rounding out the set, my personal favorite, Tenkan. Tenkan is a garbage can that came to life with garbage inside. It has tentacles coming out the sides, a peg leg, a moldy old shoe coming out the bottom for feet. It's got an eyeball, another eyeball bursting out. It's got other kinds of sticky, gross, oozing, slimy things coming out of it. It looks like a real, honest-to-goodness 1980s toys. If you remember, you know, I'm trying to think of something, Madballs, My Pet Monster, stuff like that. That's what really makes me love this line. It was created by people who grew up in that era and have a really strong love of this kind of product. And when a small indie toy maker makes something really good, it's up to people like me and you to pick it up and buy it. I'm promoting it on the podcast because I personally think it's a great thing. If I got this in my stocking for Christmas as a kid, I'd love them. If I got them as a gift for Christmas now, I would assume someone broke into my house and is leaving things, and I'd be terrified. But I'd still be very happy to have them. So I highly recommend picking up a set of these things. Price is really good. I don't think they're in stock yet, but Series 1 and 2 are. I'm just going to put OMFG in the Entertainment Earth search box, and I see that Series 1 is in stock, Series 2 is temporarily out of stock, and Series 3 is due in January. So I would recommend placing your order for actually all three right now, because why the heck not? They're really good. And as far as desk toys go, these things have basically been permanent fixtures on my desk for about a year now. Over almost 2 years, because Series 1 came out about January 2012. So I give these an extremely high recommendation. You know, I buy a lot of Star Wars and Transformers and stuff like that, but I like a good minifigure too, because sometimes you just want something that looks cool, that'll stand up and just make you happy to look at it, and that's what this is. And they're durable, as far as I can tell. Nothing's broken on me yet, and I haven't heard anyone else say anything's broken on them. So I'll stop rambling, and you should order some OMFG figures and other items on our Black Friday sale. These aren't on it, but other items are, and you can pick those up today at great prices, and if you spend $50 on in-stock stuff, it will ship for free. Ship happens. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, I wasn't very good, I admit. But we'll be back next week with something that's probably slightly more amusing in that department. I don't think we can beat the figures in terms of being amusing, though, because come on, 10 can. 10 can's awesome. Check it out. And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Google+, Orkut, Friendster. We're not on all of those. But anyway, you can follow us around places. See you next time.